and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear.
Hour two of the National Intel Report from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Program airs, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And an announcement, we'll be changing shortwave stations. That's right. We'll be going to WWRB, and I do believe that starts officially October 3rd. We'll have about a week overlap here on WWCR and WWRB. The daytime frequency for WWRB will be 11920. I can hear a lot of people going, oh, my goodness, they're going to change the frequency. I'm not going to get it. That's why we have computer feeds, folks. We can't get everybody. But I'll tell you what, I like the pricing. We're going to increase our shortwave coverage, and we're building towards 12 hours a day, Monday through Saturday, shortwave, so y'all can hear the programming out there, all right? So for the few people that may or may not be able to get it from time to time, we do apologize, but we've got to do what's economically sensible at this network. Paul in Austin, you were going to say, finish up, sir?
Well, that was that's pretty much it. You know, I guess I'm really starting to, again, prematurely to call on the listeners out there, especially around this Austin area. You know, here we are, Keep Austin Weird, supposed to be the open-minded place.
Yeah.
And if you people don't start sacrificing and hitting these streets in a visible way to let the power structure know that we're not going anywhere, then we might as well just sit back and, you know, open the door for FEMA to come in.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, we saw what happened down in New Orleans 2.5 years ago. The FedGov actually took over New Orleans, as they've done in Los Angeles, as they've done in Detroit. And how they initially did it was supposedly corruption within the police departments. Now, that's not possible, is it? We don't have crooked cops out there, do we? Well, of course we do. But the solution was to bring in the FBI, and the FBI took over everything. Once you invite the camel's nose into that tent, you're looking at its tail also.
Right. So, well, I saw in the paper yesterday a headline. They opened up a FEMA office here in Austin. It was just in yesterday's paper. There's probably already been one here, but they're putting it in the paper now, a branch of FEMA here in Austin, Texas. So,
does FEMA think we're going to get flooded here in Central Texas? The only flood that I've seen here in Central Texas is the illegal aliens coming across the border.
Right.
Oh, but you know what? You know what they did? They actually took Border Patrol agents off of the border to help with Katrina. So all you Mexicans down in Mexico right now that can hear this broadcast and understand English, hey, don't think for a second, oh, their guard's down. You can come over in greater droves because it ain't happening. And don't forget, you find people out there, that starting in October, that's right, the Minuteman II project starts again.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Well, hey, man, thanks again, brother. And again, October 28th is a Friday night, and you will be hearing more about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you very much. You know, and John Ainsworth, you know, I don't know why people are not snapping to this. You know, I mean, we can, you know, you speak logic, and it just seems to just lose momentum and just disappear into thin air. I've said many times, and I know you believe this, that the true key to getting this country back is I don't care about FEMA. I don't care about the FBI. I don't care about the EPA. I don't care about Homeland Security. I don't care about their Patriot Act or any other thing that they want to cook up. We know the jurisdiction issue. The problem is that the state governors have not done their jobs of protecting the private citizens of their own states and or republics. They have not done that job, and basically they have kowtowed and taken up the federal banner here. But the key to this, and I want to talk about this in this hour at some point. We'll continue taking calls, but the way to take this country back, folks, is one state at a time. All you people out there that are libertarians or independents and this, that, and the other, I say hold the creatures, whatever their ilk, to the constitutional fire.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah. What's legal in this country, folks, is to commit any kind of crime as long as you're well-connected and you can get away with it. I mean, and justice for all. You're right, John Ainsworth. There's not any justice. And I've argued this point before. That, you know, people have picked up this mantra. I think I saw this in an old Star Trek episode. Who wrote Star Trek series? Not Ray Bradbury.
Roddenberry or something like that. I can't
remember. Gene Roddenberry.
Roddenberry.
And on one of the episodes, they stated, and I don't know who's trying to call me on my cell, but stop it. I didn't leave it in my office. At any rate, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of a few. And I thought about that for the longest time. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Well, in this country, folks, the individual is supposed to have been put first and foremost. Because if any individual does not have constitutional rights that are not protected, does not have freedom and liberty, if it doesn't work for the one, how can it work for the masses? How can it be duplicated and work for the many? The simple answer to that question, it was a rhetorical one, folks, it doesn't. That's what we used to have in this country. We had, how did you put it, Mr. Ainsworth?
Which one? Lawful, provable government?
Lawful, provable government. I'm going to have that tattooed on my forehead without the barcode. Let's go back to the phones here. Bill in Austin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hey, John, I got to disagree with you there a little bit about the needs of the many and the needs of the few.
Well, now, come on, that's not why you called. I just said it, and you've been hanging on for 20 minutes.
Well, no, that ties into what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Do you know anything about how the eminent domain case there against Souter's little farm is going?
Good question, John. Do you have any information on that? I don't.
Haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
Well, I'd like to suggest, since Mr. Bush said we need to open our hearts and our hearts and homes to the evacuees, maybe we could get a HUD trailer camp built over there. I think there's 1,200 acres in Crawford, Texas that would make a real nice one.
Well, gosh, I mean, we can't have that. I mean, we've got to block so many miles of roads so people can't go out there and park in the ditches. And
well, they wouldn't have to then. We'd have a HUD trailer camp for all the evacuees to move to. 1,200 acres would hold lots of trailers.
Can you get
Desi Andrews or somebody that's a legal scholar that can maybe get an eminent domain suggestion going, get the paperwork filed?
I don't know, John. Do you think that would be worth any pursuit of anybody with any mind whatsoever?
Well, obviously it's fun to talk about, yeah.
Well, look what a jerk he'd look like.
I hear you. By the way, what did you disagree with the needs of the many outweigh the
needs?
Well,
that's the needs of the many outweighing the needs of the few.
Ah, I see. I see the tie-in. Okay.
No, that's what public domain is for.
Yeah, the needs of the well-heeled and the ones that have the political power outweigh the needs of the person standing there with his pockets turned inside out, the lint flying in the wind going, somebody help me.
And then all the people there in Crawford that support the president could really support him.
Bill, I got to tell you something. I had this thought, and God help me, this thought actually ran through my mind. I thought if there is going to be a legitimate terrorist attack in this country, why not let it be Crawford, Texas? Because they wouldn't lose anything up there.
Well, no, we could let them be magnanimous, and like I say, I think a HUD trailer park there for several thousand evacuees would be great.
Thanks for your call, Bill.
Okay, bye.
I like that idea.
It's not a bad idea. or why don't we just put up a trailer park out there just full of Cindy Sheehans? Why don't we start relocating all the people? And by the way, John, we cannot confirm this, but it apparently independent sources has that the toll of American losses because of Afghanistan, and I'm not talking about Gulf War I here. I'm not talking about Desert Dust One. I'm just talking about the foray into Afghanistan and into Iraq, that we may have lost up to 9,000 soldiers. 9,000. So I would like to, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see these people that have lost sons and daughters and brothers, and I'd like to see them camped right next to Crawford, Texas. I'd like to see them camped right out. I'd like to see them hanging over George Bush's fence line. Let this character see these faces, these haunted people. And the ironic thing is, a lot of these people that have lost people in Iraq, not all of them by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of them, to justify the loss of their loved ones, are saying that this is a good thing. Now that is pathetic.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is the mind control, for lack of a better term, the pseudo patriotism, which I was talking about earlier, to where we have to make ourselves feel good about this. We've got to look at what we're actually doing. We've got to get a reality check in this country on what this our troops are really doing, not what our government says they want them to do. I mean, it drives me nuts.
Well, it does. But, like I said, Roberts here, our soon-to-be anointed newest member of the Supreme Court, evidently this guy either missed that, doesn't understand it, or was afraid to say something in these confirmation hearings, because I'll repeat this again, folks. This is the first time that we've had a president declare war on a sovereign nation and not the Congress of the United States. He got part of his answer correct, that Congress appropriates funds, but they don't have the ability themselves to pull the plug, supposedly, and that has to be through the executive or, more importantly, the president. Well, I'm sorry, didn't he declare this war over back in May when he landed on the aircraft carrier? Yeah, I thought he did, and we've lost how many people since then? And today and yesterday, what's going on over there, folks? You think they're talking about pulling troops out of Iraq right now? Do you really think that's going to happen? It's not. there is a full-blown civil war going on in Iraq right now. Kind of eerily similar, I would imagine, John, if we could put our past history to present day goings on, it'd be kind of like a civil war of some sorts. But it's going to last a long time, a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the one problem with this war is it's not about territory, and you know, like the Civil War was territory. Vietnam was not about territory. When you have wars where it's just kind of there's no real defined enemy, there's no real defined side, there's no end. It's almost like England and Northern Ireland. It's just there's no end. The only way to put an end to it is absolute oppression, not freeing these people. The only way to stop the war is to totally oppress the Iraqi people.
And the analogy, and John, since I have you on this program today, I don't know if I mentioned it while you've been on, but I've said that, you know, well, let's draw a corollary here. Let's look at Saddam Hussein supposedly killing his own people, gassing them. And by the way, we sold him the means in which to do it. But let's look at the federal government and the North, 1861. How many Americans were killed to do what? To reconstruct this government, to reconstruct this country? Because what was the opposition? They weren't declaring war on the North for, say, political reasons. It was territory involved, but more importantly, who had jurisdiction over those territories or those states? That's what was at issue.
And the people said they did, and the federal government said no. The people don't have jurisdiction over the states. The federal government does.
Voila.
And they won.
David in Indiana. Hello, David, and thanks for holding. You've been on hold for a while.
Yes. First of all, can praise you for your network. It is by far the best network I have ever listened to. I don't listen to anything local anymore because yours is so much better.
Thank you.
The comment that I wanted to make was, I can see two bumper stickers that could be extremely effective. Your RVM bumper sticker is very nice on my truck, I might add. The stickers are, number one, abortions cause breast cancer. This is something that the feminists absolutely are scared to death of and will not discuss it, period. But it's really quite true, and every subsequent abortion raises the risk of breast cancer in the person who has the abortion. So God gets back at these people when they commit these crimes against, you know, the babies.
Well, it's outside of natural law, and this has been my argument against homosexuality. Yeah.
Well,
if you take two isolated islands, okay, and you put all the homosexuals on one, and you put all the lesbians on the other, I guarantee you, within one generation, both islands are going to be empty.
Right.
Okay, so
the second bumper sticker is basically the average lifespan of a homosexual is something on the order of 45 years, plus or minus 3 or 4. I don't know exactly what the number is, but I think that those statistics, one for abortion, the other for homosexuality, simply publicized because they are not publicized in the media. But if they were on bumper stickers, I think they might give people pause to consider their behavior.
I understand. But David, let me ask you a question. How long have you been listening to the network, and how do you listen to it?
I listen to the Internet and pretty much on the computer. Okay, and I have it tuned to your station almost all the time.
All right.
I find that for the most part, the people who have programs on RBM are intellectually so far above the other options locally that there's simply no point in listening to the local channels anymore. I've, in fact, tried to get one of the local radio stations to carry your signal so that I could listen to it when I'm out driving around instead of only when I'm at home.
Oh, but we're gonna make the rest of the lineup on that radio station look bad.
Well, I would say that they should just carry your entire lineup because they have not been able to really... they had the last talk radio program in Fort Wayne, and what I've noticed is this. Here in Fort Wayne, all of the talk radio programs have been canceled so that nobody can call in and express an opinion which gets broadcast. And more recently, I've noticed that the letters to the editor has been canceled, which means that basically the individual citizen has no voice anymore, and that's that is the result of democracy carried to the limit.
There you go, David.
Individual.
Keep listening, and I'll tell you what, spread the word. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. We'll take the break. and we'll be right back. Redress of government, First Amendment. Well, all they have to do, folks, is turn the dial down, don't they? So nobody gets to express anything unless it's nationally syndicated rubber stamp show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Let's roll on the phones here. Sean in Indianapolis. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hey, John. I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and I'm an actual self-professed liberal.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah,
how does that fit listening to this show?
Well, you know what? The powers that be want us to think that we are so diametrically opposed to each other. But a lot of what you say are a lot of what goes around, you know, with the liberals, too. I mean, we really don't disagree with that much stuff. We really don't. When it comes to government getting in our bedrooms and in our houses and in our bank accounts and lives in general.
But Sean, what about?
We don't want that either.
Yeah, but what about government giveaway programs, entitlements? What about Medicare and Medicaid and so security and all of these things? How do you square with that one?
Well, I mean, give people opportunities to where they don't need that.
Ah. Okay.
I mean,
sounds like a plan to me.
Well, I mean, just like with the immigration problem. Now, we do agree with the immigration problem, but we don't agree on the solution. I think you know, and, along with patrolling the border, find out who's hiring these immigrants over in the United States and boycott them. Simple.
Well, how about let's throw him aiding and abetting a felon, which I think is a felony in this country. Let's go after business interests. I just had this happen. I don't want to say too much about this, but over this recent flooding we had here in the network, it seems that the people that did the sewer work were nothing but illegals to begin with. And, well, I said, and if I find out the city of Round Rock was not paying attention and they contracted and somebody else subcontracted out from there, I said, I'm going to be forced to sue the city along with the people that did that work. And excuse me, I'm sick and tired of seeing skilled labor jobs going from Americans to illegals.
Well, and did you hear that Bush repealed the, I think it's called the Half Daily Act? Down in Louisiana, which guarantee construction workers a certain wage in the event of an emergency or a flood or something big, it guaranteed the construction workers and the people that are working in the town a certain wage, so that somebody like Halliburton can't come in and say, look, you guys are really hard up. We'll pay you whatever the heck we want. Bush repealed that on the 8th. And you don't hear that anywhere. So now the people, the construction workers down in Louisiana are getting paid whatever the hell the contractors want to pay them, which is about $6 an hour.
Hmm.
Whereas they were getting paid $12 an hour before.
Well, that's a labor issue. John, any comments on that?
Yeah, that's a labor issue that you don't hear conservatives talk about.
All right, Sean.
History is always...
Hey, John, can I say this one more thing?
Quickly.
Oh, okay. There's a really easy way that everybody can do a lot right now. You can call your congressman and your senator. There's a really easy way of remembering their number. 866-SOB, the letter U, SOB. It's the old Senate office building number.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
All right. SOBUSOB. 866-SOBUSOB. I got to hand it to you, Sean. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You take care. Any comments on that, John?
Well, it's the old supply and demand system, the way the country has pretty much worked since the beginning. I mean, it'll get dictated. The issue is that the system doesn't work when half of it is pro-big corporation, Halliburton, people like this that have come in. But if it were just total free market where Americans could go in there and start bidding out this stuff, making things happen. First of all, it happened very efficiently. And second of all, you know, the prices that people will be paid will float in some direction. I think it's wrong to just start dictating what you think is going to be the problem and then just start passing legislation. Is, you know, things will start happening. If people aren't making enough money, they can walk off the job.
Well, and in this country, I remember the arguments that were brought up. People were in favor of hiring illegals because, well, you know, these are jobs Americans didn't want to do. I remember the Cabbage Patch story, I call it. People wouldn't want to pick lettuce or cabbage because it's back-breaking work.
But I can't remember a single year that the cabbages didn't come in because Americans refused to pick them.
The same here. I mean, we've had migrant farm workers coming up from Mexico for a while, but that wasn't the majority of the picking that was going on. And somebody made the comment and said, well, look, I'm unemployed. If they were paying a decent wage and it wouldn't cost the growers that much and affect their bottom line that much, why don't they pay more and then Americans would do that work? And I thought that was an interesting point, because what this is doing, and this was one of my, with the subcontractor here, this was one of my things. I said, you people are making it easy to displace American workers, and they're coming in and doing the job for $6 an hour, and they used to get paid $10, $12, $15 an hour for doing. And I said, and what did people do with that money? Oh, that's right. They had a livable wage. Now you people are taking advantage of the low wages, and it's destroying the job market in this country. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Piece by Frosty Wooldridge from newswithviews.com. Just a couple of paragraphs here on the issue of illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. He said, in a piece written by my friend, a recently naturalized citizen, Luca Zanna, he penned, "Communist Invasion of America." For anyone who doesn't seem to understand how fast our country is being invaded, Zanna cast a sobering perspective from a man fresh from the European continent. With a deadly invasion by illegal migration, Holland shut down its borders to all immigration last year. France staggers forward as it suffers from 5 million non-assimilating Middle Easterners who are taking over southern France. England suffers an invasion of immigrants that it may not survive. Norway reels from stunning increases in crime, female genitalia mutilations, violence in schools, and chaos, all from non-assimilating immigrants. What everyone still doesn't realize is the fact that the line of immigrants never ends. It grows by 85 million annually. No matter how many desperately poor people any first world nation accepts, legally or illegally, they can't save those third world countries, but they can destroy their own functioning societies. Thus, America, following in the footsteps of ancient Rome's collapse, is being destroyed by legal and illegal immigration. Zanna said the problem of illegal immigration is part of a bigger problem, and this problem is called communism. I know something about communism. One of the reasons why I left Europe and Italy is because I couldn't stand it. Communism is the social castration of every free human being. Pretty strong words. Linda in Wisconsin. Hello, Linda.
John?
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to mention something about Judge John Roberts.
Yes.
In his statements, right in the beginning when I heard him on the news, he made a statement about our government being a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a giveaway right there. And it's obvious that the conservative Republicans are not listening because they should have recognized that
what
phrase.
What conservative Republicans, Linda?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I understand.
I think Phyllis Schlafly fits into that category because she will not recognize the evilness of this
But she recognizes what she recognizes is Bush.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go on here. He also made the statement when he was asked about abortion, and I'm rephrasing it, but this is generally what he said. He said he would not change the already established law of abortion. So my question to him would have been, is abortion constitutional? Here's the word that they're using, and then I want to get to my point here. The word, or the code word here, is privacy. So my question is, do we, in our privacy, do we have the right to privately kill our spouse or our lover or our 16-year-old son? Do we have the privacy to put herbals, medicines into our body? Or do we have the privacy of our body to refuse vaccinations? See, this is doublespeak in what they're doing to us, okay? I got this information out of a book called Bringing the Constitution Back from the Brink by a Mr. Snyder. This is about abortion. This is just an example. It says, those who have gone about cutting our Constitution fibers have been cunning and ever so subtle. Take again the example of abortion. If pro-abortion proponents had just come out and said, quote, we need to make abortion legal, it never would have happened. Instead, lawyers and judges invented the concepts of a living constitution, and here's the word, penumbra, P-E-N-U-M-B-R-A, penumbra. A living constitution turned out to be nothing more than a way to amend the constitution to the courts instead, or in the courts, instead of doing it by the will of the people as intended by the framers. A penumbra, which means a partial shadow, is a word used by judges to invent additional constitutional rights that do not actually exist in the Constitution. In the case of abortion, a right to privacy was invented so that the federal courts could then wipe out each individual state's abortion law so that the 10th Amendment could not be applied.
John Ainsworth?
Well, the founders of our country said that the Constitution would eventually be explained away, therefore destroying this country. So, I mean, this is actuality. We actually see it happening before our very eyes. These concepts, the abortion concept, and you're absolutely right, that this would have never passed if we just said, you know, it was sold to the American people that they want to. We just want to have abortion because we think we it's a right of ours or a privacy right.
I'm going to, okay, John,
yeah.
The day when that was passed, Roe versus Wade, I was at work. I worked for Sorensen's Research in Salt Lake City, and I sat at the table with four other women. We made supplies for hospitals. And the word came over to our table, Roe versus Wade passed. And I said, what is that? And the lady came over and she says, well, that means a woman can have an abortion. I had never heard that word before. And she said that that means that a woman can kill her babies while it's still in the womb. I blurted out in this building in front of all those women, and I knew nothing about legal law or anything. But I had the sense of God in me, and I blurted out, and I said, well, they can't do that. I said, that's murder. There was absolute, total silence in that whole room, and the women just got busy and started putting their packages together. Mm-hmm. Nobody said a word because they knew I had spoke the truth. I didn't need a lawyer to explain that to me.
Right.
Think about this. You know, we've got this fundamental argument when you talk about abortion of when does life begin. Well, there's a couple ways you can look at this. One is, well, what's the earliest stage upon which an infant can live outside of the womb? And, of course, that's gone back. I mean, it's amazing the size of these infants that are being kept alive and are becoming average, normal citizens. Well, If it's how long a child can live unassisted, then, well, what about a sick child? What about a child that is born and immediately needs to be on some sort of life-saving equipment? Has life not begun yet? And then you also have the absurd concept that if a pregnant woman is in an automobile accident and the person who ran into her was a drunk driver, let's say, and the fetus is killed, then now this fetus, whose life hasn't started by law, the guy committed murder now. I mean, nothing can make sense. You cannot make sense and go in a logical fashion with what they've done with this abortion issue. It's all perversion and chaos. And unfortunately, we have a legal system that makes it all make sense.
Well, and John, I mean, we've been sliding down, and I hate this term, but I'll use it this time, this slippery slope. That's a favorite terminology of politicians. If they see something going in a direction that they don't agree with, good or bad, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It's always a slippery slope. But in this country, these people that are being conditioned nowadays, and I'm talking about young adults, that absolutely know nothing prior to Roe v. Wade, where, yes, it was murder, and the courts and people in general looked at the abortion issue, and it wasn't even called, as Linda pointed out, it wasn't even called abortion then, but to terminate a life. And now they're accepting this because they're not hearing anything to the contrary. Oh, they've got abortion rights. I just watched a film clip the other day, some talking head station down here in Austin. There was about a half a dozen or so people out there with little pink cards and in support of abortion and this, that, and the other. And I'm looking at these pictures. Of course, there was somebody that was headed up some old bag from some women's group that was carrying the communist pail of water for years. She was certainly there. But I was looking at all the younger women, and that's all that they know. They have already been conditioned. It's already been set into place. For them, that is a reality. There is no past history. There's nothing. This is their present-day reality. And if we do not, in this country, put a halt to this sort of operation, this social reengineering of our country, and if the good people, and I'm talking to you fine folks out there right now that know the difference, if we do not become extremely active and extremely vocal in our opinions, we are just going to fade away. We're archaic. We're to be done away with. We're in the new democracy, folks. We're not in the old constitutional republic. And if we do not want it back, and if we are not even willing to speak our own mind, and as Linda pointed out, she blurted out an opinion. When was the last time you were in a workplace, somebody was so outraged that they got an entire room's attention by something that they opinionated, they opined, they spoke up? If we do not do this now, these younger people that are coming up right now, they don't know beans about the Constitution, they don't know nothing of what they're being told on the news every day, and of course the people that had gone before them that were just as stupid as they are now. We are literally it. It's time to get real, real busy, folks. And I'm really tired of leaving this on the shoulders of a few. It is time that you people out there start thinking in ways, and you damn well better start being creative, because we're losing this republic so quickly. I can't even believe it myself. I sit and I look at this every day, and I scarcely believe it. I still think that I'm going to wake up from this nightmare, but I know it's our reality. It is our reality today, and it is going to be worse tomorrow and the day after and the week and the months and the years to come. It is going to be worse. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate your call. Tell you what, to our affiliates downline, we're going to skip this last break and stay with our callers. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, great show. And as usual, for some reason, I can't pick up the first hour on my short wave.
Well, that's because you're in a skip zone. And if you don't like that, you probably won't be pleased when we move all this to 11:09, 9:20.
Well, I'm trying to save money to buy me a computer or maybe a better shortwave. But if you can indulge me, I'd like to skip quickly on several topics. The gentleman that called before the Sadie, I think the Davis-Bacon Act is what he was referring to. That basically allows contractors to, gouge workers, But
you mean kind of like working for Manpower or some personnel service
stuff like
agency?
Yeah. It just throws back the time. It allows them to pay them, non-prevailing wages.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to be more proactive in my conversion of waking people up. I was at a convenience store and I saw a guy in the camouflage. He was in the National Guard. I asked him, what do you think about the war in Iraq? He said, why for the war in Iraq? I said, don't you realize you're fighting for Israel? You're fighting for Halliburton? That you've been lied to by the president? He said, oh, no. He says, and so I just find out and said, I said, listen, man, our government is behind 9/11. He said, oh, no, that's impossible. And there are a couple of people in the store looking at me like I was crazy. So I'm trying to take a more proactive approach without being too obnoxious or without coming across as a bug-eyed conspiracy nut, because...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's examine that for a second, Mike, because that is the moniker that they have hung on us. That is the moniker that's been echoed by President Bush,
sure.
President Bill Clinton, that when you talk about issues that are very, very great issues, that somehow that we have started to believe, and this takes the fire out of our belly, that not to sound like a conspiracy nut. I've been thinking about this lately, and I'll tell you what is happening to the patriot movement in this country is we're starting to be politically correct. This is how pervasive this really is, that we don't want to embarrass or be embarrassed, or we don't want to cause a ruckus. We just want to, have peace at least in our lifetime here and try to get through this lifetime with as little friction as humanly possible. We ourselves are becoming politically correct.
Well, I'm trying to do, trying to be logical. I'm just going to total strangers and trying to do it in a logical, concise manner. I'm thinking about trying to either get a second job if I can or get a better paying job and get some money together. And I may just set up booths at gun shows or various places and put up placards explaining the things that happened in 9/11.
Okay, I got a suggestion for you, Mike, and then I got to let you go because we have a lot of callers holding. But what I would suggest is you get at least with a couple of like-minded people and share that burden and share those costs.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I heard I heard on two different sources, Alex Jones and somebody else as well, that Joe Biden asked the Supreme Court nominee Roberts something. The gist of it is, are you set in your own mind about the enforcement of implantable microchips? And I'm not sure if he answered in the affirmative or not, but basically they're bringing it out in the open now. About implantable microchips, they just flat out ask him in the testimony, what his opinion, is he, on board for forced implantable microchips? I mean, this is just mind boggling.
Yeah, you got to love Joe Biden. He never changes.
This is right at our doorstep.
It is. Thanks for your call, Mike. By the way, did anybody catch this one? Of all these pets are being rescued out of New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi. Guess what the puppies are getting? They're going to shelters. That's right. Implantable chips. Wally in Austin. Hello, Wally.
Yeah, I refuse to get my pets chipped. That's ridiculous.
It is.
But I was just a quick note on abortion, and I got one other thing to say. People that fight for the right to have an abortion and that kind of thing are either just catatonic walking slabs of meat. I was with a young lady, and we had broken up, and she informed me that she was pregnant, and I didn't have a choice, and she went and had an abortion. And I've been walking around with that for 10 years, and it's
so
not...
So you were in on the creation of this unborn child, but yet you had no say in the matter.
Exactly. Yeah. And... you know, it's still, you know, I have dreams about it. Still.
Would you, and let me ask you this, just for a point of interest, Wally, I don't want to get too personal with you, but
okay.
if she would have said that, look, if she would have came to you and says, look, I've got to make a decision or a choice about this, if you would have told her, go ahead and have the child and I will take the child, do you think she would have agreed to that?
Not the way she handled herself, no.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it, and she wouldn't even let me go with her. I mean, I tried to do everything. I paid for it. That was the least I could do. I felt bad all around. My hands were tied. Getting to the eminent domain Supreme Court thing, you know, I just keep thinking about Grapes of Wrath. I think everyone ought to read that book or watch that movie because, you know, it just seems like... you know, if we can't own land anymore, what can we own in this country, you know?
Well, if we don't own our own selves, which is the property that God gave us on loan, it's only temporary. If we do not have the ability to be protected against anything, if we do not have specifically spelled out rights and liberties given to us not by government, it's not theirs to take it away or give or grant or whatever else or under certain special permission, you know, we're in a situation right now where we have no rights or liberties or freedom, you know, it's being prohibited by law. Basically, that's what they're doing.
Right.
So we've got to make a choice here as to what kind of country we want and what kind of country that is going to work. It worked for a lot of years in this country. This is why we were the fastest growing, the richest nation. This is why everybody was busting their necks to get here, because there was no other country on the face of the planet like it. Now we're just like everybody else.
That's true. And I mean, they've send the Border Patrol to New Orleans, and they're inept anyway, but, you know, we have, you know, the Minuteman Project are the only people that seem to actually care about keeping illegal immigrants out, and there is a legal way to immigrate to this country and go through the process, and they just seem to love it. You know, they ought to throw those people that hire illegals in jail.
Well,
it's that simple.
Well, Wally, my question is, we got 30 million illegals here. We have 30 million illegals here in this country. How are we going to get them back to Mexico? Mexico is not going to enjoy the idea of 30 million illegals coming back over their borders. I mean, we got a problem here, and it's not being addressed. Number one, it's not being stopped. Number two, nobody is offering any suggestions as to what to do with these illegals. Do you think Mexico is prepared to take 30 million of its own people back? I'll tell you what we should do. I think we should annex Mexico and make it part of the United States. Why not? We got half of the population here already. Sheldon in Tucson. Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Remember President Bush had ordered that area down there, a disaster area, 2 days before it happened?
Which what specifically are you talking about? Are you talking about Katrina?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't think they declared martial law or an emergency, state of emergency, 2 days beforehand, did they?
Yeah, he had declared that entire, well, at least one of the states, a disaster area 2 days before it happened.
Oh, well, I know that 100 counties, what is it, down in your neck of the woods, Mr. Ainsworth, has just been declared officially by President Bush.
Yeah, well, our governor declared emergency 4 days ago, I think, before Ophelia it was even hitting us.
So you're saying, and I'm sorry, Sheldon, I missed this, actually 2 days before Katrina hit, it was declared a national emergency.
Oh, disaster area. Yeah.
Okay, so well, then why did it take so long? And supposedly, where the government's able to deal with anything, terrorism and natural disasters and all of that, what happened? Oh, it's just more communications breakdown. I'm sorry. I don't pay attention that much to the news.
What I wanted to bring up, John, is if I don't know if anybody remembers this, but. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, he ordered the state of Florida under a state of emergency 4 days before September 11th, Executive Order 1-262.
That is correct.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Somebody knew something, didn't they?
Yeah, they know it's coming, and they know darn well that this is stuff is a weather control operation.
All right. Sheldon, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. John in Pensacola. Hello, John. I'm trying to get all you callers in here. I got John in Pensacola, John in Florida, and Randall Mock in Austin.
Hi, it's the three Johns again.
Yeah, it is.
Roundtable. Don't have enough time to develop what I wanted to, but thought I'd mention a couple of other things about your programming. Saturday, I'm really glad you got Jerry Garnetti on.
Jerry Gaudetti, yes.
Gaudetti,
yeah.
That's her last name.
Mm-hmm.
Great 2 hours of programming for people that want to try to survive whatever calamities like the bird flu or anything else, NBC attacks may come. They ought to pay attention. And the following show, the show that follows upon hers, John Moore, I really enjoy him. I hope you could expand it somehow with his participation to maybe 2 hours so he can develop topics more.
Yeah, he was 2 hours, and I needed to give that 2 hours, and we had that designated shortwave on WWCR. We had to give that to Jerry Gaudetti. But
yeah,
maybe in the future, just as long as John never talks to me about Planet X again.
Hey, kudos. You're doing great, you know.
Thank you.
In regards to, like, all of this stuff, like the last call just said about executive orders for the state of Florida and other things, I mean, the powers that be dish out so much BS that it's up about to our eyebrows now, and most people are just so confused. They don't know. They say, here, you know, so many contradictory things that that's how they get away with a lot of this crap.
That's why we got to make it so easy. We put the Constitution back in force, and we jealously guard that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these problems will start to go away, or other solutions will be found that are legal.
Right,
we have got to go back to fundamental, foundational issues. There are way too many topics that have come out there that keep our eye on not the target. It's kind of like with the Branch Davidians when they ran the helicopters behind them while they're bringing a tractor trailer around the front or whatever it was they were doing. There's too many diversions out there, and we've got to be careful of not hopping on every bandwagon,
right,
expending a tremendous amount of energy just on something that excites us rather than something that will give us remedy.
Your website, ncrepublic.org or net?
.org.
.org. NC Republic, that stands for North Carolina Republic, .org. Look it up, folks. John in Florida, and then we'll go to Randall Mock. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, something you brought up earlier about the two islands and the lesbians and the homos.
Yeah.
God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's what I had to say.
Gotcha. Thanks. Well, what about the female part of that? Lucy and Lucille or something like that. Yeah. I understand your point. Randall Mock. Hello, Randall.
How are you doing there now? I think you got things cleaned up, but you should have called FEMA for help.
Oh, boy. You know, I said this, and Saturday morning, or actually Sunday morning at 2 a.m., we get the call from the producer here, and
right,
he says, you better get down here, and little did I know, otherwise I wouldn't have showed up. Yes, I would have, but we had our own little taste here. I mean, I could imagine what it was like in the Superdome down there in New Orleans, because, man, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I didn't want to call FEMA. I deal with my own detritus, let me put it to you that way.
What I wanted to say is great programming, great show. RBN is great, and we just wanted to reinforce Constitutional Study Week. Next week, Tuesday, at Tres Amigos, we're going to have a video that's A More Perfect Union. It's going to be excerpts of that. It's too lengthy to show the entirety, but It's really good. It's a reenactment of the all the turmoil that they went through in hammering out the Constitution.
So that's Tuesday at where?
Tres Amigos at 290 and 183.
All righty. They got some good food down there. So it might be a good idea to you listeners out there to scarf up a few of your friends that may be teetering on the fence and get them in there so they can get edumacated. Thanks, Randall.
Yep.
Appreciate your call. John Ainsworth, we're completely out of time, and as always, it's always a pleasure to have you on this broadcast.
Thanks for having me, John.
All righty, sir. ncrepublic.org is the website, and we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. See you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.